Sabine just brought up a good point, and it's about wanting. Many people say that wanting is in the way, and I agree, in one way. Wanting, in a way, is a form of complaint. It's saying, I'm complaining about where I am now, and I want to be somewhere different. Now, wanting does bring in a contraction, a closing down. Wanting, complaint, makes things worse, in fact. And then there's this thing that's hard to explain. It's, then you could say, wanting not to want. But there is an expanded way of saying, if there's something else, I'm available. And I would say it's intelligent to say that if the way you are is not working, if you read of somebody, hear of somebody, meet somebody that's in a more delightful stage of living, way of living than you are, then a curiosity can come up and say, yeah, I'd like that. So let's not call it that sort of wanting that contracts, that complains about where we are now. In fact, just the opposite. I say, let's be grateful for where we are now. Just take a look at your life. There are so many things about which you can be grateful. Let's be grateful. And if there's something else, I'm fully available. So, grateful for where we are, and you've got a glimpse or a possibility, or you read or you've heard, there's something else. Let's be available and not take it too seriously. Sabina's just pointed out again that as a listener, it sounds confusing. I'm saying you've got to want it with every cell of your body, and you haven't got to want. I see that, and I don't have an answer, you know. I don't have an answer. It's, I think you reach a certain stage in your life when something lines up to that. And one way, yes, that's right, one way is when you've done everything else. That's right, that's something else I say, isn't it? Is, when in doubt, do it. If you've got a desire, fulfill it. Go there, meet them. Get. Do it until eventually you find out for yourself, without having to read a book or have anybody to tell you. It doesn't work. But you've got to get there for yourself. And in the process, you can have a lot of fun, a lot of adventures. You want something, you get it. You want to go somewhere, you go there. You want to meet somebody, you go and meet them. Until you come to the point, well, I can't think of anything else. And I think that's the point. When you've done everything you can think of, or pretty well everything, you come to that point, and it's still not that depth, that thing that I sense, that I've read or heard about or met with people, another depth of something. So I'm making myself available for that. Here's something else, just to make it more confusing. I know I said in the beginning of this, you've got to really want it. And there's something else. Some people just wake up. We used to have people come to our evening talk and say, it's such a relief to hear what you're saying, because I didn't know what had happened to me. I was in my kitchen cooking, and suddenly reality changed. I'd never read anything, I'd never looked anything, I'd never heard anything, and suddenly existence was totally different. And I thought that I'd gone mad. And from what I hear you saying, I've gone sane. And that's right. Some people do just wake up. And people do still ask how. So I've been attempting to share how. And one day, you may just wake up. Now what they say in the East, that's because you've been searching for so many lives, you've come to this place. But it doesn't matter about past lives, it doesn't matter about anything. It's how are we here now? And I suppose if I want to leave you with one thing, it's be grateful. Just if you think you don't have anything to be grateful about, look around, you do. You do. And then expand into that gratefulness and allow. Bye for now.